Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. Now, obviously, I was saying that the Prophet has promised hellfire for those who, you know, fight and separate and divide and what have you. The Prophet said, Man hajara akhahu fawqa thalathan fahuwa fi an-nar. Very simple, very straightforward. I'm not going around the bush with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, whoever leaves his brother for 3 days, then he's in fire. And he says, إِلَّا أَن يَتَدَرَكُهُ اللَّهَ بِكَرَامَتِ. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, comes to his aid, which is obviously to make it up between him and whoever he broke up with. So guys, the idea here is, it's like, really, like, if you, not necessarily I have to agree with you with on everything, not necessarily you need to agree with me on everything, but at least let us keep the peace between one another. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, he goes another mile. I mean, obviously hellfire is the last thing, but obviously something that we can understand. He said, hajrul muslimi akha kasaf kidama. When you decide to break up with your brother, the Prophet said, it's as good as you shedding his blood, taking a sword and cutting him in pieces. That's what the Prophet said, not me. Again, there's an emphasis not to break relationship with one another. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the Ahl Bayt alayhim wassalam, they say a person will be cursed and he will be among those who are deserving of being cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi said, La yaftariqu rajulan ala al-hijran. Not two men, two people, they break up with one another. Illa istawjaba ahaduhum al-bara'ati wal-la'na. Except for one of them would be cursed, and one of them would be outcasted. وَرَبَّمَا اسْتَحَقَّ ذَلِكَ كِلَاهُمَا. Or perhaps both of them would be cursed. So obviously, when two break up, one is right and one is wrong. The one is wrong, he has his bara'ah, he's off the hook, and one is cursed. But then the Imam says, but perhaps both of them might be cursed. Because then again, when it comes to haqq and batil, sometimes it's like a mixture. I do something like 1%, you might do like 99%, but I might do 1%. That triggers you to do 99%. So the Imam's saying, well, maybe one of them will go off the hook, but maybe both of them will be cursed. And worse than that, I don't think anything is worse than going to hell and not being a Muslim, but just for the hadith says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Dharr, iyyaka wa hijrana akhik. I warn you not to break up and stay away from your brother in faith, your brethren. فَإِنَّ الْعَمَلَ لَا يُتَقَبَّلْ مَعَ الْهِجْرَانِ. Whatever actions and acts you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be accepted while you are apart from your brother in faith. And that's really dangerous. As long as we are apart, Allah says you can fast, you can pray, you can go to Hajj, you can do good charity, you can do whatever you want to do. I will not accept it. Why? Because if someone that you're not talking to, that you decide to break up with.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
It's really quite important that we learn the effects of what happens when we break up with one another. And that continues more than 3 days. The hadith says, Allah would not accept your a'mal, you will be cursed, it will be as same as shedding the blood of the other person, you will be out of Islam, and not to mention, the hadith says a person would definitely go to hell if he decides to break up with his brother. Keep that in mind. When it comes to breaking up, we said it's a bad thing. Now, making up is also recommended in Islam. We spoke about that also as well. Now, one concept here I want to mention is that sometimes when two people decide to break up, and me and you, we're trying to, you know, intervene and become mediums, and we're trying to bring them back together. Sometimes we fail if we want to stick with the facts. So sometimes we might need to, let's say, let me use the word, lie. Is that acceptable to lie to bring two people together? Now, obviously, there is no doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that lying is one of the biggest sins in Islam, and it's haram. However, this lie, when it collides with a maslaha, with a benefit, where the benefit overweighs that lie, in certain circumstances, only three circumstances, then lying becomes better than saying the truth. Now, this is sensitive, guys. It should not be misused. So stay with me here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in one of his advices and wills to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says to him, Ya Ali, O Ali, ثلاث يحسن فيهن الكذب. Three places or three situations is better and it's good to lie in. Well, that's a bit not something that you would hear every day, is it? That the Prophet says, well, these three things is good to lie when everything else is you should not lie. Well, obviously, let's pay attention. One, المكيدتو في الحرب. When it comes to war. If you are going with an enemy, you give false information to throw your enemy off. Now, you say, oh, this is what we're doing, this is what we're going to go, this is how much we have. And the enemy would use this information that they know about you to counter-strike, right? And the enemy tries to trap you. So what do you do is that you trap the enemy. Al-makyada, which is a trap, fil-harb. Is that you create a scene, a false scene, where you trap your enemy. So false information is given, which is aka a lie, right? So you say, I'm going to do this and this and that, when you're actually not going to do it. That's a lie. But in harb, in war, then it becomes better and recommended and actually required to lie in war. Because the safety of the Muslims depends on that. So the benefit outweighs the negative. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams.
hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.